Blog Talk Radio.
Comedy Podcast. This is your host, Sam, tonight. Brandon is out for the evening, but I have a very special celebrity guest co-host coming in tonight. I'm going to kind of help me out here a little bit. Marcus Oglesby, local comedian and musician. I just got back from Huntington, actually. I was out there at the Blues Jam Fest. I believe that's right. I'm going to bring Marcus in right now. He can kind of help me out with this. And Marcus, are you there, buddy?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing, man?
We're doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. Can you hear okay? Awesome.
Yeah, man.
The Huntington Blues Society. We went to the jam tonight. I had an amazing time, man. That was great.
Yeah, dude. I had a lot of fun. Thanks for taking me out there. But I'm sitting here hanging out with him.
What's that? Oh, yeah, man.
No, I was good saying we're having a little bit of feedback here.
Mute this? Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, I think we're back in business now. Okay. So, all right, we're in. The next person we have is going to be our guest, Big Ed Kaler. We welcome you to the South. He is southern to the bone and country as cornbread, apparently. I like me some cornbread. What about you, Marcus? Do you like you some cornbread?
I absolutely love cornbread. I take molasses on my cornbread.
I'm always reminded by that movie Life, where he's like, you're going to eat your cornbread.
And Eddie Murphy's great in that. Hell no, you can't have my cornbread. That's my cornbread. I do a pretty good Eddie Murphy, by the way, which is only useful when I do Donkey from Shrek.
That's funny. Well, he will be at the Comedy Zone this weekend. There are three shows. One show on Friday at 8:00. And featuring for him will be Dusty Slay. And then there's also a show on Saturday. There are two, Saturday at 7 and at 9. And it's always a good time. It's only $10 for the show. We also are partnered with Comedy Zone. So they kind of give us the guys to come through, and we get to talk to them. So with that, let's bring on Mr. Big Ed Kaler. There we go. Ed, are you there, buddy? Hello? Hello? Nope, doesn't look like anybody's there.
Technical difficulties.
Probably. So we will, hopefully he'll call back in.
I've never met Ed, but pretty cool. I didn't realize Dusty was coming this week. I've met Dusty a few times. And real good guy and hilarious, by the way. And I don't know if you got any background on Dusty. Do you know anything about Dusty?
I don't have a whole lot of background, but we're friends on Facebook. He came back through. I think it was actually around the same time that what's his name? Tim Kidd was in. I think that was when he showed up. I'm glad our caller called back. Yeah, I think our guest is there. Let's try to get him on again. But I think Dusty was on Last Comic Standing. I think he He made it.
That's what I was going to mention, is that I'm not sure if he's been on the actual show yet or not, or if it was coming. I saw a post maybe that he was going to be on there. Maybe tonight. Is tonight Wednesday, isn't it? Is it on tonight?
I'm not actually sure.
I'm not sure either. But anyway, yeah, Dusty's a comic. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I met him. Actually, I went down to Nashville, and I was doing a spot show with Chad Ride, and he was nice enough to give me a guest spot on it. And then I went to open mic, and Dusty was there, and absolutely hilarious and super nice guy. So, yeah, glad that he'll be back up here. And, yeah, we're having some technical difficulties trying to get him on the line. Is that any – is there a heartbeat?
Hello. No, I don't even hear him.
Ed, we can hear you. Can you hear us, Ed?
Hey.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, at least you can hear me, Sam. Can you hear Sam? Sam's here, too.
I had the mute button on. That's why he couldn't hear me.
Oh, hell, I'm glad I'm always got my ass on this show.
I'm not by a long shot.
I'm always, I'll smile and my cheek will hit the mute button on my phone and turn everybody off.
My ears will mute every time.
You know, somebody on there goes, well, my big dick gets in the way, but that won't be me. I can't brag like that.
That's funny, dude.
Hey,
so,
Ed, how are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Like I said a little bit ago, we just got back from we were jamming out at the blues thing, right? Like at Huntington.
The Huntington.
Huntington
Blues Society, man. We were out there. They were playing some blues, and I got to sit in on some harmonica and sing a couple songs with them. It was an awesome time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
You don't want me singing?
Are you excited about coming down here?
Oh man, I love that place. I'm fired up.
You been to the dog track?
No, I have not been to the dog track. Well, I'm usually laid up after a show on a Friday or Saturday night that I sleep all day.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's the best time to catch the dog races is when you're nice and groggy, and you can forget about the cruelty aspect of it. I guess
we might have to catch a dog race this time.
It's
last time I was. Last time I was there, some people in the room across the hotel room, the other hall was they were smoking some evidently some pretty bad weed. And
bad as it been good.
The show, they had it. Yeah, they had the hallway just smelling like a skunk took a shit. And, I went in my room and waited a few minutes, and I called their room and told them I was hotel security, and that we'd had a report of the smell of marijuana coming from that room, and they had 5 minutes to get rid of it, or I was calling the Charleston Police Department. And then I went and looked out my peephole, and they all come running out. I opened the door, and I said, "You just get a phone call from the office?" And they said, "Yeah, did you too?" I said, "Well, no, it was me, dummy." They had been to the show.
Oh, they had been to the show. Okay, that's nice. Yeah, I figured you were going to be, like, standing outside their room window as they threw it out.
Yeah. Out there with a sign, "We'll work for weed."
There you go, man.
Jones in on the road.
Right on. Ed, you've been to Charleston before, I guess?
I've been to Charleston plenty of times.
Awesome, man. And I don't think, like I said, I do guest spots there now and then now, but I don't think I've ever worked with you. I've worked with Dusty Slay, who's going to be the feature. Have you ever worked with him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll enjoy it. I think he's on Last Comic Standing. I'm not sure if his episode is aired yet or not, but
right.
He was on there. But, yes, super nice guy, funny dude, man, so you'll enjoy that for sure.
That's how I roll. I have stars open for me. Nobody's heard of me, but you know my opener. That's like working for Cletus T. Judd. I've done a lot of shows with Cletus.
That's hilarious,
and,
man. am I feeding back? I'm sorry. I actually worked with Cletus at the casino, the dog track that Sam was talking about. Last year, Vic Clevenger was, I guess, headlining the show, and
yeah,
I opened for him and him and Cletus. Man, yeah, I know Vic really well.
Yeah, I know Vic from Facebook anyway.
Good dude, man. Y'all got a similar accent. He's from Kentucky. Where are you from?
I'm from right outside Chattanooga. It's a town called Ottawa. It's an Indian word that means call me Caitlin. But don't you dare call me Caitlin. I'll hit you in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Did you see him or her, I guess? Did you see her when she got her courage award? I think it should be a law that your voice changes before you get titties. You know, because they're like,
is that a prerequisite?
Well, Caitlin, you are beautiful. What do you attribute to being so beautiful after all these years? And it's like, well, every day I eat my Wheaties.
Yeah, there should be the qualification there. That this should be the first surgery is the vocal cord.
No, I agree. I think so. And, you know, he was going through all that when he had that car wreck a few months back in L.A., and his own star came on during the wreck, and they're like, Mr. Jenner, Bruce, Caitlin, who's, oh, my God, he wrecked so bad it knocked his dick off.
I kept wondering if he was going to cut his wiener off and put it in, like, a formaldehyde jar and put it on top of his mantle and just stare at it. He, like, walked by with his, like, manly fingers and his long fingernails and just tap on it every once in a while. Just be like, hey, little buddy.
Make a gear shift knob out of it.
Am I mistaken? You can make it a tranny stick, like on the top of a tranny stick.
Or a doorstop. One of them when we was a kid, you'd flip back and forth and go, bang.
Now, did he actually have that surgery? Did he actually get it removed? I don't think he did.
He still has the wiener. That's somebody who ain't got no courage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At least he's not, he's not committed, is he? I mean, if you're going to go for it, go for it.
Right. Yeah, he still wears a sports bra and runs the hurdles, I guess.
Well, the only thing I had to say when he got the Bravery Award is that, it was brave back in, like, 1974 when Prince was doing it. These days, it's more accepted, so it's not near as brave as back then. Prince was, his first TV appearance, he was in a tube top and panties with thighs.
Hey, that's what I'm wearing now.
Shit. Thanks for the mental image, man. I love that.
Nice.
Nothing better than a podcast at 11 p.m. in my damn thong and my damn wife, Peter.
Hell yeah. That's a good thing about a call-in show, man. You can wear whatever you want.
I do. Yeah, that is great, man.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man, usually we like to talk, we ask for like a little bit of a road story. Like, some of them give us, like, the worst story they can think of, like, worst experience or whatever. So, I mean, if you got your roadie, go ahead and tell us.
Any hell games?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking.
Probably one of the worst ones would be when I first started. We went to it was Comedy Zone gig, and we went to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and it was a little hellhole in downtown, just in the hood. And, they had just, like, makeshift put up plywood walls and spray painted them flat black. Serving drinks and throwaway cups and shit. Like, so everybody could run out the back door if the cops come in the front or something. Drains in the floor, and there was, like, four people in the audience, and one dude just peed right in the damn floor.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck.
Right there in the show, man. I'm telling you. And pulled in, I'm like, holy shit, man, look at this place. And the other comic said, we're going to die in here. And I said, no, hell no. We're not dying in this sumbitch. I might have to crawl out and leave a trail of blood, but I'll die in the parking lot.
You don't want to have to crawl out on this pissing floor.
I've done a show in a bowling alley down in South Florida before. That was a hell gig. I'm gonna get a personalized license plate tag that says Hail Gig.
Hell yeah, man! That sounds like a nice name for a band, Hail Gig.
Yeah. Well, I can't sing a lick, so that shit's out.
So actually, it might come in handy of a group called Hail Gig.
Now, I've done a lot of bike rallies, and bike rallies are fun. They're out of control, but they're fun. I actually hosted. There's one on Monegal Mountain west of Chattanooga. It's called Thunder on the Rock, and I hosted it for 3 years in a row. One of the contests they would do would be a weenie suck contest, where they would force you to get a raw hot dog, and they'd give it to the girls in the bikinis, and whichever one sucked the weenie the best won the prize. Well, there was like five babes in bikinis and one 60-year-old granny in fishnet.
Oh, my God.
And, bike rally, you see more naked people than you see dressed, and usually the ones naked are the ones that don't really need to be.
Absolutely.
Well, when it got to the granny, I said on the microphone, did she take her teeth out? And she got pissed off. After the contest, her and her husband was over. They couldn't get to us because we were backstage, but they was hollering. So I went over there to try to appease them, you know, because she was mad. Hell, it's a weenie sucking contest, you know.
Right.
Where's your dignity? Oh, I'll suck a weenie in front of 5,000 people, but you talk about my teeth and fuck it on, brother.
That's some value right there.
But she was chewing my ass out. I'm 60 years old. You shouldn't have said that about me. And her old man had his finger in my face telling me I was an asshole. And I said, well, I get paid to be, really. But anyway, she kept on. I kept saying, lady, you know, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And she said, you don't understand. You was just in a weenie sucking contest. I didn't think a tooth reference would hurt your feelings. And she said,
right.
I am not making this up. She said, I've sucked more dick than you have. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. I shouldn't have said that.
That's the best comeback of the year right there.
I was slicker than she thought. She's trying that reverse psychology. She's wanting me to go, yes, I am.
Right.
Nice, good job, granny over there.
You see some crazy stuff, though, say. I took my daughter to one with me. My daughter was like 19 years old, maybe 20, and still my daughter, you know.
Right.
And we're at this bike rally, and they have this big stripper cage, like a big bird cage. People would get in and strip, had a pole in it. Well, Papaw got in there. Papaw had evidently been in the moonshine, so he got in there and took it all off. And Papaw was very well endowed, too. He's had like a damn farm implement down there.
Good for Papaw, man. There
you go. Papaw, I don't know. People were giving him money, and I thought, hell, I need some gas, you know. But anyway, my daughter said, Daddy, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, but I can't quit looking.
An 80-year-old car wreck.
You see all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, give him money, just don't give him any Viagra. We don't even see that.
Yeah, he didn't need it, trust me. Good Lord.
He's doing the flop. I know, man.
If Papa dances for over 4 hours, call his physician. We was talking about cleaning stuff. I didn't do all the riding. I'm one of the riders on the Double D Cup pair that he did, Red Solo Cup. And then I got to be in the music video, Honeymoon, which was the parody of Pontoon. We did that with Octomom.
Oh, cool.
So that was pretty wild. But Cletus, we used to do some shows together quite a bit. We was actually going to the Improv in Louisville. And Cletus was driving, of course, we was in his Lexus, and we got pulled over. And the policeman come up to his window, and then he said, I didn't realize who you was. Now I get up here and see you. I'm sorry, I can straighten this up. We won't give you a ticket. Hang on, listen to my call. I'll get this taken care of. And he got on his radio and he said, "Hey, I got somebody pulled over here. I don't really want to get my ticket. They're kind of big." And come back on the radio. I said, "Really? Real big?" And he says, "Yeah, they're pretty big." And he says, "Well, who are they?" And he says, "Hell, I have no idea, but he's got Cletus T. Judd driving his ass."
Nice. you wasn't sitting in the back though, was you? That was a good tip right there.
I do from now on, yeah.
Oh my God. Well, man, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but if you could just give us like a few sentences as to what we can expect when everybody comes out to the show this weekend. That'd be awesome.
A few senses of what you can expect when you come out to the show. Just a bunch of nonsense,
yeah.
Like you've heard right here.
Right on. That's what we like to hear, man. Yeah, I know. Usually, like Monty Allen said this one time. He said that you can expect like a ball gag and tequila. I don't know.
Yeah, retardation at its best, man. I was a window licker on the bus for 12 years, dude. The bouncer. I was the bus bouncer. I was.
Nice. Holy shit,
I never do TV because they tell you, you got to tell them word for word what you're going to say. Hell, I can't tell you word for word what my show is. I just get up there and go stupid.
Absolutely, man. Awesome, dude. I love that. Okay. All right, man. Well, I'll be out Saturday. I'll be down there probably a little late, but I'll be there. I'll catch you
okay.
on Saturday night. But
cool, I'm going to miss you, man. I wish I'd get to meet you, man. I've got some music gig this weekend, so have a killer show.
Hey, there you go. Good easy gig. Yeah, I'll be back. You'll get to see me.
Right on.
All right, man. Hey, man, thanks for your time, dude.
I appreciate it.
Give us a call, man. Call us back on some other Wednesday.
Cool. You got it, man. This has been fun anyway. Tell Mama and them hi.
All right, man.
Right on.
You have a good one.
See ya. All right,
dude. Later. Boy. Awesome. That was a good show.
Yeah, man. Good dude. I love the accent, like I said.
Yeah, it was a good time. We have a new segment on, and we're going to go ahead and drop it right now. He called in a little early, and we got a little carried away. But let's sit back a little bit with Wu-Tang on Bring the Ruckus for our hip-hop break. All right, I don't know what Brandon did to me there. Some fucked up shit. But, yeah, other than that, good show. I'm pretty glad that Marcus came and joined me on here.
I had a blast, man.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, it was definitely a good evening chill, what we had earlier tonight, too. Again, you can catch the Big Egg Kaler down at the Comedy Zone in South Charleston at the Holiday Inn there. One show on Friday at 8 o'clock, and then two shows on Saturday, one at 7 and one at 9 p.m. Man, we've had a blast out here tonight, and hopefully we can carry this all over to our shows this weekend. Marcus has got a couple of music gigs. If you're out, go ahead and tell them where they are, Marcus.
Yeah, I'll plug. I'm actually only got one actual gig, but it's Friday night. It's in Bluefield, West Virginia at the Rail Yard. I'm in a band called Creek Don't Rise, but me and my guitar player, Jerry Brooks, are going to be doing the duo version at the Rail Yard starting, I believe, at 8:30 now. And it's ladies' night, so ladies get in free. Fellas, it's only $5. But come on down. And the coolest part, my little sister is getting married the following day, and I'm going to be singing in her wedding. So Friday night I've got the wedding rehearsal, and then going straight to the gig at the Rail Yard, and then Saturday I have to sing a song in her wedding, which is Marry Me, with very high falsetto, so I'm extremely scared.
Yeah, Awesome, dude. It sounds great. Myself and Andy Frampton are going to be in Chillicothe, Ohio, with Lori Graves doing a show there. That show starts at 8 p.m. It's at the – oh, God, I forgot the name of the – I think it's something with like a W or an M. I apologize for that, but I did share it earlier today. I'm actually going to look up the picture here real quick, but should be a full fun-filled weekend going on. Should have a great time, I think. I don't know. We're trying to get this picture here so I can figure out what's going on.
Hilarious.
I know, right? It's funny trying to find this shit when you're like, I don't know.
Lori, if you're listening, he is anxious to do it. He's been talking about it all day.
I know. I'm like super. Okay, you know what's on my cover photo? That's where we can look at. It's at Wagner's. That's right. Comedy Night at Wagner's, August 21st at 8 p.m. There's no cover. There's going to be a guy named Wally DeBerg from Kentucky. And then, of course, myself and then Andy Frampton again, hosted by Lori Grace. So, yeah. Keep a lookout on our comedy, Charleston Comedy Podcast page. Share us around, get us some more likes. You'll also be able to find the information for the both shows there. I'm sure Marcus can share some stuff over for the, for his music and stuff. We don't mind on that. We love him.
Yeah, if you can, look me up on MarcusOglesby.com. It's the easiest way to find all my stuff. I do comedy and music. I'm in a band, blues and soul, and I also do some outdoor TV programming, which is I'm starting to getting ready to start filming some of my hunting show stuff. So check me out.
Awesome, dude. Well, we're going to wrap this up for this show. Thanks a lot, Marcus. I appreciate you coming in on such short notice, helping me carry this show along a little bit. And on that, we bid you all a good night. And, again, three shows this weekend at the Comedy Zone with our guest, Big Ed Kaler, 8 o'clock Friday, 7 and 9 o'clock on Saturday. All right, everybody, have a great night. And we're going to bring it out with, we're close it out with some Marcus doing our intro again.
Charleston Comedy Podcast.
There you go.
Here we go again.